Hello again, my audio boo friends. It's February 2nd. It is about, well, it is almost 8:30 in the morning. I left my second February challenge about 15 minutes ago or so. While I was leaving, at the very tail end of the February challenge, I noticed something happening in front of me on the road. And I didn't realize the repercussions until just a moment ago when I was thinking through. Basically, I was sitting at a red light. And I'm going down a road called Gouin. That's G-O-U-I-N. Here in the city of Pierrefonds in Montreal. And we were sitting there. I was about the second or third car in line at this red traffic light. And on the other side, on the other side of the traffic light, the oncoming traffic, there was a driver driving a Suzuki. I'm trying to think of the name of that little Jeep. Suzuki, I want to say Tracker, but it's not a Tracker. Wow, I can't remember it all now. Okay, it doesn't matter, but it's a little, sort of like a little SUV. It's a little 4x4. And I noticed that the person had jumped the median. Now, this isn't an area that the median is open. This is a full width median, about 6 to 7 feet wide. Usually in the summer it has grass or some parts of it are cement. I think that particular part is cement all the way across. This person had jumped this median, had gone across Gouin Boulevard, so on our side, the eastbound side, and had gone into a ramp, one of these on-ramps onto Gouin. So you have a boulevard off to the side that intersects Gouin, and you can go straight across, or there's these, they're not really ramps, but they kind of turn off onto Gouin. It's like a clover leaf, but not really a clover leaf. I don't know how to explain it, but you can think of it. You can go straight on the boulevard, or you can hug the right hand side, or I guess the left hand side if you're in England, and then turn onto that boulevard or that road. But there's like an island, a median between where you're turning off and where you're going straight. I'm going to have to maybe draw a map or something, or draw a diagram and post it as the cover art for this audio boo. But the woman driving this poor car, or the poor woman driving this car, completely lost control, jumped the median, crossed Gouin, which is two lanes. Now remember, the eastbound is all stopped at a red light. So think how lucky she was. So she jumps the median, loses control of the vehicle, obviously, jumps the median, crosses Gouin Boulevard, and ends up into oncoming traffic on that ramp. Thankfully, nobody was taking the ramp. Thankfully, we were all at a red light. And thankfully, yours truly, what saved my hide was I took out my phone after I filled up gasoline to prepare for my February challenge entry. Had I not done that, I'm trying to think of the timing. I might have been going down Gouin at that particular moment when she jumped the median. So basically, February saved me from possibly a horrendous crash this morning. And that, just for that, I owe it a debt of gratitude. And I am going to religiously do my Februaries, because, and that's the thought that occurred to me just a few moments ago, that because I had taken that extra time, I didn't get hit. And it reminds me something that happened years ago when I was listening to my satellite radio. At one point, I was at a red light, waiting again, traffic light, and the light went green. But because there was this really great piece of music playing on the XM radio, I was so curious to find out what it was, I looked down at the screen. So I didn't immediately depart when the light turned green. Thankfully, I didn't. Because at that moment, a truck with a huge trailer careened right through the red light. Had I indeed accelerated at the speed he was going, again, I would have been probably hurt, maimed, or killed that morning. But because of my love for music and my curiosity for the piece of music that was playing, I was saved. So twice now, a hobby, an interest of mine that has to do with audio has possibly saved me from an accident. And I guess that's why I like audio and I like music. Coincidence? Perhaps. Am I wishful thinking? Perhaps. But nonetheless, in those two instances, had I not taken that time and had that distraction, although it wasn't a distraction while driving necessarily, but I could have been seriously hurt. Just thought I'd share that with you. It was quite an illuminating and enlightening thought this morning. Thank you, and have a wonderful day, everyone. Bye-bye.